Jeff Williams is in the studio tonight. He's a longtime newspaper and magazine journalist and author of C.C. Pyle's Amazing Foot Race, the true story of the 1928 coast-to-coast run across America. Tonight we're going to talk about his current book, which chronicles a catastrophic event that impacted much of the country and had devastating consequences in Ohio. His book is titled Washed Away, How the Great Flood of 1913, America's Most Widespread Disaster, Terrorized a Nation and Changed It Forever. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you.
It's the 100th anniversary of this monumental spring storm that started with tornadoes in Nebraska and turned into days of torrential cold rain, spread all the way through Louisiana to Vermont. So it's a huge storm. I want to talk about it locally most of all, of course. And while Cincinnati certainly was flooded, its hills did offer some refuge. Dayton was really impacted, mm-hmm. being on the banks of the Great Miami. So if you would just initially give us some numbers about how wide, how big the Ohio got, how big the Great Miami River got.
The Ohio River probably got around 3 miles. And some of that I estimate just because I drove out to a spot in Mentor, Kentucky, where I had a great grandmother who was living there, and she took a picture of the flood. We found the house where she took the photo, and then we drove out to the river. 3 miles seems like a pretty good approximation.
So 3 miles wide. And what about the Great Miami?
That's a little harder to say. I think maybe 2 miles, maybe three. On the maps, it looks like 40% of Dayton was flooded. Dayton was sort of ground zero of the flood. The water got to be 20 feet deep in the city. Cincinnati was definitely hammered as well. Our downtown was flooded, but it was more the communities around Cincinnati, like Milford and Loveland, that really got in trouble.
Oh, bore the brunt of this. So it's March. Mm-hmm. It's raining for at least 3 days. The ground is cold, so the water's not being absorbed. This contributes to the flooding. And there's a huge amount of debris in these waters, including houses, horses, mm-hmm. everything imaginable. In addition, fires break out, and then, of course, disease enters mm-hmm. the scene because the water is polluted. Can you physically describe for us where folks in Dayton are in the flooded area during this time?
Sure. Well, when the water started overcoming the levees and started breaking them and literally rushed into the streets, and people ran up to the top of buildings, the top of roofs, and for a while were swimming for their lives, everybody went up to high ground. And so you had people stuck for days, 2, 3, 4 days, waiting for rescuers to come with them in boats. And for a lot of people, they were able to get out. But there were a lot of people who were stuck the whole time, literally in their attics, thinking they were going to drown in their attic. And then there were some people who were afraid that their house was going to collapse. And that happened to a lot of people, too. So all sorts of terrible things were happening in the city.
And at a certain point, fire enters the scene.
Oh, yeah.
So bizarre. Here you are with all this water, but things start exploding. And then people are caught between, should I go in this cold, cold water, or mm-hmm. is the fire going to
do I want to burn to death or drown?
Yes.
And there were people, especially in Dayton, they would go from building to building trying to outrun this fire and knowing that at some point you come to a dead end and you're in your building, which happened to several people. They knew that they'd probably have to drown. There were people who wanted to just jump in and end it all. But there was a judge from Piqua who was stuck in Dayton, and he managed to convince a lot of people that, look, let's wait until the last possible minute. Then, you know, if we need to, we'll jump in.
One of the things that makes the book so interesting is that you do follow lots of individuals. And fortunately, there are heroes who mm-hmm. emerge. I'm thinking of Sam Bundy, who's a Native American, kind of a quiet guy, leads a life of solitude. Somebody asks him to use his boat mm-hmm. to rescue people, and I think he rescues dozens and dozens of people.
More, I think a couple hundred. He was in Peru, Indiana. Yeah, he volunteered his time and spent about over 48 hours without taking any sort of sleeping break, and he saved, I think he was credited for over 200 people. And there were a lot of people like that who would, they would capsize in their boats. Now, Sam Bundy never did. He was kind of this expert oarsman. But there were people who capsized in the boats, and they would have to climb back in with the people they were trying to rescue, and they'd get them back to shore, and then they'd still go back in.
Yes.
I mean, it
yes.
was, yeah, very
and
inspiring.
These are turbulent waters. This is
oh,
not
yeah.
a peaceful
yeah.
stream, we
yeah.
should say. One of the names that people will recognize is John Patterson. Mm-hmm. He's founded National Cash Register, NCR, in Dayton. And he's actually awaiting a prison term as this mm-hmm. story, as a storm comes for some mischief, shall we say, that he's created with his business. But he actually ends up being a hero mm-hmm. in the situation. What does he create at NCR?
He literally turned his whole company into a rescue center. He just told everybody, forget the business for now. We're in the business of saving lives. And he teamed up with another company there that they started building boats right away. And so his carpentry shop started building these makeshift rafts and boats that they could put in the water and start bringing people to safety. He had sort of a makeshift hospital until they could get people to the real hospital. There were rumors about babies being born there, and that didn't quite happen. But the media came out, and he housed them, and it just everything you could do to sort of rescue everyone, he did. Organized supplies, getting food to people. And one of the reasons he had to do this was the mayor was trapped in his own house in Dayton. So somebody had to step up.
Interestingly enough, two very positive changes that come out of this as relates to the mayor being trapped. The city manager form of government comes out of this because it's recognized that there needs to be somebody who can call the shot, so to speak, and organize things. There's another very interesting man. His name is Arthur Ernest Morgan, and he is a water control engineer. Must have been one of two or something at that time.
Yeah, there were not many.
But he created some things that I'm sure even locally, although his reach was international, have benefited all of us. So what did he do?
Well, he created, along with like 20,000 workers under him, but he created this system of dams, five dams that are in Dayton. And it's the Miami Conservancy District that's known today. It took about 10 years. So while they're building it, people after the flood, until about 1922, people are kind of nervous and like hoping there's not a flood. But once it was done, there really hasn't been a significant flood since. In the 1937 flood in Cincinnati was really, really bad, and Dayton came to help us then, whereas in the 1913 flood, Cincinnati sent a lot of help to Dayton and Hamilton and Middletown, and it wasn't just like the Ohio River and the Great Miami that was flooding. It was Little Miami and the Cuyahoga River, and I mean, every river, every bubbling brook, every creek throughout Ohio, Indiana, Northern Kentucky, parts of West Virginia, one guy in Maryland died. I mean, it was that far-reaching that it feels like nowhere must have been safe. But obviously, if you're on high ground, you're in good shape. But I don't think you could have driven like 5 miles or three without running into some, flooded area. I mean, almost every town in Ohio that I would read about had some sort of flooding problem.
Well, it's a tremendously interesting story, and you've made it more so by all these individual accounts. I want to thank you very much for visiting with us tonight.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You'll find more information about Jeff Williams and his book, Washed Away, How the Great Flood of 1913, America's Most Widespread Natural Disaster, Terrorized a Nation and Changed It Forever, at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.